This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven half of the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan on the air speaking visually. I like to speak visually. Aren't you, Jennifer?
Yes, I like to speak visually. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, right. It's an art. Some people find it impossible to do that. Not us. We're wordsmiths. A matter of redefining the possible. All right, so what do we have that's cooking trending-wise, Jen?
Well, a little bit of health news. There is a medical journal. We always love these. I know, Doug, you get them delivered to your home by the dozen. These medical journals. You write for them, too, I know.
Right.
They published a study this week that links fluoride consumption during pregnancy with lower childhood IQs. So if you have a real dummy, a friend in your class, you know, and he's not quite as smart as you, it's not necessarily the school or his parents. It's that the mom was drinking water with fluoride in it during her pregnancy. This is a finding that could undermine decades of public health messaging. It could also fire up conspiracy theorists who think that this could be intentional from the government. And, of course, it alarms mothers-to-be.
This is from the vacciner, the same vacciner stuff, but this has much more science attached to it, although I think there's a lot of science attached to certain vaccines that we ought to be careful of or stay away from. But fluoride has always been forever and ever and ever. I've been talking about fluoride for decades and how it is, a baby, let's just use crazy
thing. Fluoride in toothpaste, too. So if the mom's using toothpaste,
If a baby got a hold of a tube of toothpaste and ate the whole tube, the fluoride in it would kill him on the spot. That's how bad. Fluoride in the water, how this got started is beyond me. I don't know where it got started or how it got started or who, but this is like common speak. This is the group think stuff. Somebody starts with this, and it gets credibility, and it goes on forever without really any sustaining science that goes with it. Fluoride is just bad. It's a poison,
it's
for God's sake.
But it's been celebrated. This is what this article is saying, is that the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention declared one of the 10 greatest public health achievements of the 20th century was adding fluoride to the water because it reduces tooth decay. 3/4 of the United States drinks fluoridated water. And what's interesting is that this journal that we're talking about here that released this study never really writes an editor's note with their reports. They just release them. But with this one, the research was so controversial to what we've known that they actually included an editor's note with it, saying the decision to publish it was not easy and that it was subjected to additional scrutiny. So
because
kind
of all the
because
power
it blows out all the past ideals that we
of
had.
The fluoride lobby, it's the same. I can remember when you put silver fillings in your mouth. American Dental Association stood by that for decades and decades and decades, and that's proven to be an unbelievable limitation on your health. Putting all that silver with that magnesium
mercury, right?
Mercury in your mouth. It goes right to your brain. Causes Alzheimer's, dementia, you name it. Fluoride is it's beyond belief that this kind of stuff gains traction, just like a lot of the vaccine stuff that's beyond belief. Some of the vaccines are necessary, but are they this mania about giving everybody a shot for everything? It's no wonder we got a bunch of wimps. We got something going on in Massachusetts, the EEC, equine encephalitis, whatever the other equine something encephalitis, which is transmitted by mosquitoes. I remember when I was a kid, they used to go up and down the street and spray with DDT to kill the mosquitoes. It killed half the birds in the state as well. And so they all got off that, and the mosquitoes flourished, whatever. There's been a lot of rain this year, little puddles here and there, mosquitoes everywhere. So now there are a couple of cases in Massachusetts of equine encephalitis, and the state board of health's gone bananas. They've canceled everything. We have, like, my ice cream bus on the farm. It goes out, does nightly parties and things like that, concerts. That's, they've canceled them all. No more, because they're worried about people getting eaten, getting not eaten, but bitten by a mosquito that's carrying this. I remember when they sprayed when I was a kid, there were hundreds and hundreds of cases of this. And it kind of went away, and now it's back a little bit. And it's, you know, I don't know that it is dangerous. There's no question about that. It can cause death. It hasn't yet. But because of the groupthink that goes on, then nobody in the Board of Health around here said, wait a minute, let's examine this a little bit more. They just take the state says you should cancel everything, so cancel everything after dark. No more anything. And people want to go outside and enjoy the summer weather that's left. So I find that to be, that's from the same, it's all this group thing. Now, also in the medical world, ladies, 21 new measles cases have been reported, bringing the total number to 1,203. There were probably that many people in Framingham when I grew up who had measles. Not that anybody wants to have the measles, it's very uncomfortable. Back 20 years or so ago, measles, it kind of reminds me of when I was a kid, the polio vaccine, with the production of that, it was declared over the polio problem. What Jack Stockwell, one of our doctors, will tell you, the problem was over before the vaccine came out. And so, whether that's true or whether today, I'm safer
well,
if I had a child.
Well, what happened with Zika, same thing.
Yeah. Right.
The vaccine, I don't think ever hit the market, but Zika just went away and it was gone before.
Yeah. Maybe once in a while you get an Ebola or Zika, somebody gets scared. But this is overreaction. This is more government control. It just is, we are just so dependent. We become so dependent on the government for everything. We can't think for ourselves. We got to have a law that says you can't have your children in school unless they have a vaccination. They're allergic to peanuts. This all goes back to us not being an agrarian society. And you think I'm being silly. I'm not. Kids that grew up around the farm, I'm a perfect example. I'm as healthy as a horse because I've been exposed gradually over the years to all kinds of bugs. Everything you can imagine.
There are so much science that's backing up everything you're saying, though.
Yep. Yeah.
There have been a lot of studies about that. Playing in the dirt, kids just doing that, the microbiomes that you're exposed to, all of that. You're not being, I know we do tease you about things, but we won't about this one.
No, and the antibacterial stuff that we're all killing ourselves with.
Oh my God. Yeah. Those sprays everywhere, you're going to be nuts to use that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We
created superbugs, and then and then our antibiotics can't deal with it, so they have to come up with all kinds of new stuff. It's horrible.
So here's the conspiratorial side of me. The bugs are created by the people who then create the antidote to them because it's good for business.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens. A lot of this stuff is created in a laboratory, gets out. You know, some of these movies, remember Outbreak with Dustin Hoffman, and there have been some other movies like that and stories, novels written about the end of the world, another plague, that kind of stuff. Those things are, they are. There was a movie with Keanu Reeves and Rachel Weisz, I think. Remember that? Morgan Freeman was in it. I think Donald Sutherland was a bad guy, if I'm not mistaken. But it was about these kids that, not kids, but they were young scientists who came up with some cure for something. And the people in the pharmaceutical company want to kill them because they don't want to find a cure for the problem. That kind of stuff does exist, no question, in my mind about it. I'm sure we'll hear some from the naysayers at Twitter. My handle is at Doug Steffen. Help yourself or go to Facebook.com/DJV Show or on at On Air Victoria, at Jennifer Warren, et cetera, at DJV Show. Time for us now. To think about encouraging lunchbox notes. Your children getting ready to go back to school? Encouraging writing these notes can make a very positive difference in your children the day they have in school. In the following story, Andy Solomon tells us about how your note can not only make an impact on your child, but also can help hundreds of hungry kids all around the country.
With back to school in full swing, Frito-Lay Variety Packs is bringing back snackable notes, a new take on the classic lunch note that keeps parents and kids connected with personal messages written on the packages. This time in support of a great cause. Rashida Boyd, Senior Marketing Director at Frito-Lay.
As part of Frito-Lay's long-term partnership with Feed the Children, we are giving families a way to help end childhood hunger. Between now and October 15th, every note submitted or created on snackablenotes.com, Frito-Lay Variety Packs will make a dollar donation to the organization, supplementing up to 2 million meals to families in need.
Snackable notes were created with the belief that simple words of encouragement can significantly impact a student's self-esteem.
Positive words of support can provide the confidence needed for students to advance their education and ultimately help break the cycle of poverty.
Find the Frito-Lay Variety Pack Snackable Notes at retailers nationwide or send your virtual notes at snackablenotes.com.
Johnny got a toy golf set when he was 3, and from that day on, he was hooked. All he wanted to do was golf, golf, golf. He'd be on the links before school, after school. All he ever wanted was to go pro. And then, one day, when he was holding his grandson and thinking about his 12th handicap, Johnny realized it just might not happen for him. But you know what did happen for him? He switched to Geico and saved a bunch of money on car insurance. So that was good, and so was hanging out with his grandson.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Honey, I just switched the family to Boost Mobile and we got so much more.
Awesome. Like what?
We got 4 free LG Stylo 5 phones for the whole family. 4 lines for just $100 a month with unlimited gigs. I smashed up the car a bit. And they have a super reliable, super fast nationwide network.
Whoa, 4 free LG... Wait, back up. Did you just say you...
4 free LG Stylo 5 phones? Yep.
No. Something about the car?
Oh, you mean Boost super reliable, super fast network.
Before that, the car smashing thing.
What? The smashing deal we got? 4 lines for $100 a month?
No. Between the 4 lines for $100 a month and the unlimited gigs part, you said I smashed up the car a bit.
I did. It's completely smashed. We need a new vehicle. But 4 free phones.
Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Offer for new customers only. Ends 9/16/19. First line is $100 a month. Lines 2 to 4 free. Requires one port from eligible carrier and activation. Mobile optimized data. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Over the years, automakers have spent a lot of time talking about the future. At Kia, they don't sit around dreaming of a better tomorrow, because they already made it, so that you can have it today. Introducing Kia's lineup of electrified Niro SUVs, the hybrid, the plug-in, and the electric, with an EPA-estimated range of 239 miles. Because the future is just the future until we make something of it. Kia, give it everything. 239-mile EPA-estimated range on a full charge. Actual range may vary. Niro EV is in select retailers and select markets with limited availability.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So apparently Jeffrey Epstein signed a will a couple of days before he may have been killed or whatever happened to him. $56 million in cash, $577 million in other assets. So his estate is now up for grabs, as it were. And so, you know, all those people involved in sex trafficking maybe can clean out his bank account. Who knows? There's some hope for them, anyway. 21 and a half the hour.
Moment. most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
So, interesting triumvirate here hosting the CMA Awards. Reba McEntire already announced. Dolly Parton already announced. And now the 53rd annual CMA Awards coming to Nashville in November has a new host, Carrie Underwood.
It's kind of the opposite of that, but yeah. Carrie, well, Dolly and Reba were just announced. Carrie's been doing it
Carrie's
for 15,
been doing it for a while.
Yeah, 12 right. years, whatever.
That's an interesting combination.
It's going to be great. I am so excited for this.
Yeah, it'll be nice. Legendary women in country music is what they're celebrating. At the three of them together hold 124 CMA Awards all told, nominations and 22 total wins. 11 of those wins are for Female Vocalist of the Year. 53rd annual CMA Awards celebrating the legacy of women within country music. You think they're making too much now of this, the shortage of women? You think it's going to backfire because there's so much focus now on the women who are good in country music? I'm just wondering out loud.
No, it's still not getting radio play, so.
Yeah. Well,
it's getting better slowly, but. Yeah. Man.
CMA Award broadcasts in Nashville. ABC, 8 o'clock on the November, what is that, probably Sunday night, November 13th, I think it is. Nominees for the award show will be revealed later this month. This marks the 12th consecutive year that Underwood is serving as co-host for the show, which has her tying Vince Gill, hosted or co-hosted the CMAs 12 years in a row in the 90s into the early 2000s. Additionally, McEntire and Parton, a previous CMA Award host as well. Parton hosted the CMAs in 88. McEntire hosted or co-hosted 3 years running from 90 to 92. The news also marks the first time in 11 years Brad Paisley is not going to co-host the show with Underwood. Paisley.
They were a great match.
Yeah, I know. They're so cute together.
So why
but
did they not
cool
bring
change.
Him back? Why did they? Just because they want to celebrate the women?
Then he's going to pop up somehow.
Yeah, he had something going on where he couldn't do the whole show, probably.
Yeah, all right, so that's the latest on the 53rd annual CMA Awards. Music is our focus in this portion of every hour on the DJV program. Jennifer loves Jason Aldean, so let's talk about him. All right, going back to Vegas for a three-night concert series. It's entitled Jason Aldean, Ride All Night Vegas. Concert launches December 6th.
Try that.
Careful.
What? No, the show. I'd like to try to go see the show.
Three consecutive nights at Park Theater in the Park MGM. He said, quote, I've wanted to bring our show back to Vegas for a while now, and the timing feels right. Going back to pack up the show, set it up for a couple of days, and hang out with our Vegas family. Looking forward to being back. So, three concerts, December 6th, 7th, and 8th. And those go on sale to the general public this coming Friday. On sale this Friday. Aldean joins the ranks of a number of country artists performing a series of select dates. We were talking about George Strait the other day.
And then remember, this is pretty significant for Jason Aldean to go back to Vegas because he was the one playing during the shooting.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, right. Yep, yep. Let's see, who else has done some of these stints there? Reba, Brooks and Dunn, residency, have been staples there over the past couple of years. Florida-Georgia Line, Shania Twain, Lady Antebellum, also hosting residency shows in Vegas recently. Additionally, Aldean's 2019 has been memorable. In April, he was awarded the Dick Clark Artist of the Decade Award at the ACM Awards in Vegas. He said, I was kind of blown away. I mean, for one, it came out of left field for me. I didn't even know that it was coming up. Obviously, I look back on the last 10 years. We've had a great run, but at the end, there are a lot of artists in country that have had a great run over 10 years. And so, to be the one that everybody voted for, I mean, that means a lot. Let's make it 28 after the hour.
Does your child have the math skills and confidence they need to thrive this school year? Mathnasium makes the difference. We're the authority on math education with more than 1,000 franchise learning centers worldwide. Our expert instructors teach each child face-to-face using customized learning plans to help them start off strong and achieve their academic goals all year long. Give your child an edge this school year with Mathnasium. Find a learning center near you at mathnasium.com to schedule your no-obligation first visit. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%. APR, 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. 8.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Have you heard what President Trump said recently?
Newsmax. You like Newsmax. I like it, too. I like it, too.
Now you can watch Newsmax TV and get the truth about Trump from Bill O'Reilly, Mike Reagan, Alan Dershowitz, Pat Buchanan, and more. Newsmax TV is America's fastest-growing cable news channel, now in 70 million homes. Find Newsmax on DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Spectrum, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, and more systems. See Newsmax TV today. It's real news for real people.
Hey, people at my friend's company got blackmail emails.
Yeah, it's a popular type of spear phishing attack.
Wow, that sounds serious.
It is. Scammers claim to have compromising information, like a video, and threaten to share it with their contact list, unless the victim pays a ransom.
What if they target someone at our company?
We're secured. Barracuda Sentinel uses artificial intelligence to block spear phishing attacks, including blackmail emails.
Well, that's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is downplaying fears that the nation is heading toward a recession. He says his talk about additional tax cuts is unrelated.
Yeah, we're looking at various tax reductions, but I'm looking at that all the time anyway, tax reductions. That's one of the reasons we're in such a strong economic position.
He blasted two Muslim congresswomen who are criticizing Israel and says the Democrats should reject them.
Where's the Democratic Party gone? Where have they gone where they're defending these two people over the state of Israel?
The president also seems to be walking back his call for stronger background checks for guns, saying that a tough screening system is already in place. Days after a brutal shootout in the city of Philadelphia, the police commissioner is resigning because of allegations of sexual harassment and racial and gender discrimination. The mayor says he's disappointed that Richard Ross is leaving. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Top 34 at the hour on the DJV program. We got our DJV podcast at DJVshow.com. Hear what's going on. All the features, all the players. We are focused on trending things here. Jennifer Horn is trending. Victoria Keelan is trending. Kara Schoen trending. I'm trending. And so is the food department here. Where we have...
Yeah. Mario Batali is trending. Yep.
Mario Batali, really?
Yes. Another door has closed for Mr. Batali. Of course, he's the celebrity chef who once starred on numerous Food Network shows. He had his own restaurant empire. He was on one of the co-hosts and the, I believe, the creator of The Chew, that show that was on ABC for a while. And then he was accused by several women of being inappropriate and sexual assault, sexual innuendo, all kinds of stuff. that have apparently that it went on in his restaurants and just people who were around him, and that has essentially canceled his entire empire. And now the Italian food retailer Eataly, which Mario Batali has been basically, Eataly and Batali are synonymous. They have dozens of locations around the world. This, and in New York City especially, Eataly is a destination. It's an open market that is reminiscent of going through an Italian open market. There's seafood and cheese and wine, and it's really just a haven of for foodies. And so now they have broken away from him. They've officially said goodbye. They bought out his stake in the company, and he will no longer have anything to do with them. So this is not good news for him. The New York City Police Department and law enforcement officials in Suffolk County and Boston, they're both conducting criminal investigations against Mario Batali right now. Up in Boston, the district attorney has already filed charges against him for indecent assault and battery. If he was found guilty, he could face prison time and would have to be registered as a sex offender. And so this is, these are not just, you know, minor allegations. This is definitely something that is going to haunt him for a while. His former hospitality, the B&H Hospitality Group, which was his former restaurant group, they severed ties with him last year. They have 25 restaurants and wine shops and Eataly marketplaces around the world. And that group is also behind fellow celebrity chefs Joe Bastianich and his mother Lydia Bastianich, Nancy Silverton, lots of really big names in the food world. And so they've already distanced themselves from him. And so this is, you know, probably the final thing that will be maybe the last time we hear from Mario Batali.
Bye-bye, Mario.
If he beats the charges, you never know. He could always make a comeback, but it doesn't seem like that's the way it's going.
No. All right. How many people here buy bottled water? Raise your hands, please.
I make my own.
Sometimes.
But sometimes
I bring my own.
How much?
Yeah.
What's the average price for a bottle of water where you are, Jennifer?
Like $1.50. Depends on what kind of water you want.
Yeah. What about you? What's the price you're paying, Victoria, there?
You know, I got the, I don't know if you guys have heard of Core water. It's got electrolytes and minerals and all kinds of pH balance. So
yep.
I bought two of those bottles at 7-Eleven on Friday after spin class, and they were two for $3.
Oh,
was a good
okay.
Deal.
That's real. Okay, so there's an upstart business hoping to persuade you and others like you that there is a need for using ice. That is not just out of the tap. If you're buying purified water, you need to buy purified ice cubes as well. There's a new company called Aqua Ice. They serve in trays, plastic trays, ice, which is, according to them, purified. So that you don't get just whatever comes out of the tap. If you're buying things that are supposedly good for you, then why wouldn't you want to have good, really pristine, sealed-off ice cubes in ice cube trays. Filtered water, worth more money. Each tray costs $3.99 from Aqua Ice. I haven't actually seen. They're in Ohio, and pretty profitable, too, it looks like. So, purified ice, ladies and gentlemen, something for you to consider. Here's some other food-related news. Those shopping carts... Now, have you seen, remember what I was saying earlier about too much technology, Victoria?
Mm-hmm.
Here's a new shopping cart that warns you you're buying too much junk food.
That's cool.
Using technology.
You need your shopping cart to tell you
know.
That you probably
you got
don't
a problem.
Care.
Right. It warns consumers if too much junk food is being put into the basket. This is a new high-tech device to be equipped with a computer screen and barcode scanner that looks at calorie counts, nutrition, that sort of thing. The company says it will help cut down on the need for a lot of food packaging and help the environment as well.
Grocery stores will never do this. They want you to buy junk food. They're
yeah.
not going to put these in their store.
Right.
So
yeah.
What does it do if you load junk food into the cart? What does
There's
it do?
There's a warning. Is a warning that you know.
Does it have snarky comments?
It should
like,
have on a
fetty. It should be like snarky comments, like someone's
yeah.
on a health kick.
Hey, you want to fit out of the grocery store door? Put those
yeah.
Oreos back.
Yeah. Hey, wide load. Yeah, exactly.
Wide load. All right, so there's technology. Actually, speaking about technology, we're going to talk with Rick Smith in a moment about the book he's written, The End of Killing, exploring how technology can help solve the world's great problems. We'll see if we buy into that right after this here on the DJV Show.
I was in the United States Army for 12 years, and if we had a stressful time, he'd say, hey, let's go smoke a cigarette. The further I got away from the military, being in corporate environments and it not being as prevalent, being around smokers, I would become the odd man out. The first time I actually tried Juul, I was surprised at how similar it was to a cigarette.
Chris made the switch in 2018. To make the switch, visit JUUL.com. Juul Labs compensated this individual for the time and expenses in providing this testimonial. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Does your child have the math skills and confidence they need to thrive this school year? Mathnasium makes the difference. We're the authority on math education with more than 1,000 franchise learning centers worldwide. Our expert instructors teach each child face-to-face using customized learning plans to help them start off strong and achieve their academic goals all year long. Give your child an edge this school year with Mathnasium. Find a learning center near you at mathnasium.com to schedule your no-obligation first visit. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
Honey, I just switched the family to Boost Mobile and we got so much more.
Awesome. Like what?
We got 4 free LG Stylo 5 phones for the whole family. 4 lines for just $100 a month with unlimited gigs. I smashed up the car a bit. And they have a super reliable, super fast nationwide network.
Whoa, 4 free LG... Wait, back up. Did you just say you...
4 free LG Stylo 5 phones? Yep.
No. Something about the car?
Oh, you mean Boost super reliable, super fast network.
Before that, the car smashing thing.
What? The smashing deal we got? 4 lines for $100 a month?
No. Between the 4 lines for $100 a month and the unlimited gigs part, you said I smashed up the car a bit.
I did. It's completely smashed. We need a new vehicle. But 4 free phones.
Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Offer for new customers only. Ends 9/16/19. First line is $100 a month. Lines 2 to 4 free. Requires 1 port from eligible carrier and activation. Mobile optimized data. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Aspiring authors and artists in the sci-fi and fantasy arena now have an outlet to finding a wider audience, thanks to the American writer L. Ron Hubbard Achievement Award, now in its 36th year. Hubbard created the award in 1983 to help foster new talent within the genre. For writers, the contest is a chance to have their work judged by professional authors who are among the masters of the sci-fi and fantasy genre, and to be discovered by a wide audience. There's no entry fee, and entrants retain all publication rights to their work. Prizes range from $1,000 for first place, $750 for second, and $500 for third every 3 months. One of these 4 quarterly first place winners is selected as the grand prize winner for the year, receiving the L. Ron Hubbard Golden Pen Award and an additional $5,000 cash. A similar judging protocol and prize structure exists for illustrators. Writers can enter at www.writersofthefuture.com/enter-writer-contest. Illustrators can enter at writersofthefuture.com/enter-the-illustrator-contest.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. 44 at the hour now on the DJV program. There's a new book out called The End of Killing, which explores how technology can help solve some of the world's greatest problems. The author is a gentleman who's the CEO of Axon, which is a leader of connected technologies for public safety. His name is Rick Smith. Rick, welcome to the DJV program.
Hey, thanks for having me on this morning.
All right, so our focus here to begin with is this book, The End of Killing. Why that title?
Well, I was at a dinner party and somebody asked me what I believe that no one else believes. And I told them that I believe we're getting to the end of war and the end of killing in society. And people thought I was pretty crazy, but once I explained some of the trends that are happening, a couple of people said, you know what, this is fascinating. You should write a book about it. And so that's what I've done here, is to share a more practical viewpoint about how we can get out of this challenging situation where, you know, we have public shootings and gun crimes and, you know, all these sort of terrible things that happen in the world. I think we're making progress on bringing them to an end here.
Well, that'd be nice. The news media doesn't share your optimism, but that's because it's not in their best interest. And that ought to be something that we talk about. Murder and mayhem, confusion, upset, scaring people, fear-based thinking, all that is the mainstay of the news media. And without it, they're out of business. So maybe you can put the news media out of business with this.
Yeah. Well, you know, Steven Pinker from Harvard, you know, he's famously studied this phenomenon that you're talking about, how we over-perceive how dangerous the world is because it gets our attention and that sells clicks and it sells newspapers. But in fact, you know, human society is 99% less deadly than it was a couple hundred years ago.
Wow, that's
far less violent.
Yeah, I want to remember that. All of us remember that, ladies. All of us remember, according to the stats then. Now, who has done the statistics, Rick? Who's in charge of coming up with these numbers?
Yep. So Steven Pinker is a Harvard researcher who wrote a book called Better Angels of Our Nature that documents the declines in violence from, really think about medieval Europe a few hundred years ago. It sounds quite romantic, but it was an incredibly violent place where everybody had to protect their own interests on the tip of a sword. And now we live in much more tranquil societies. Yes, there are still some crimes that occur, but with far less frequency than they used to.
Yeah, that's that's really a very interesting point. You get me the thing. I guess that's the point of the book. Again, the book is called The End of Killing. This does get us to think about where the information is and how it applies. And even though we have all these headlines that are in the best interests of the news media, we call Monday morning mayhem here on this program, because there's always some violent struggle. Somebody gets killed, run over by a car, explosions in some, there was some event this past weekend. But, you know, when you get right down to it, the height of anger and fear and killing would be World War II, I suppose. Yeah, we're moving, even though we have these skirmishes around, but wouldn't that be considered the height of killing?
Believe it or not, actually, no, it was worse in the prior centuries. So certainly the industrialized killing of World War II is terrible. But you go back another couple hundred years and you had just regular violence in every tribal society. You know, medieval Europe was actually a very violent place. Villages constantly raiding the village next door. They would publicly execute the local criminals. In the town square, right, they had public hangings and guillotinings, and this violence pervaded every aspect of life in a way that today, you know, we might see it on Game of Thrones or on television, but we certainly don't see it unless you happen to live in one of a very small number of places, like being in, you know, Raqqa, Syria or something, where the world is falling apart. In the vast majority of the world, it's actually very peaceful compared to any other time in human history.
And all right, so we got a few seconds left here. Your book talks about technology changing how we use weapons or think about weapons. How so?
Well, you know, most today, if you kill someone, there's only one reason you're allowed to do it, and that is to defend yourself. Well, we can imagine weapons like Captain Kirk's phaser from Star Trek that can defend you just as well or better without killing someone. And in fact, those weapons are starting to arrive. That's my personal goal. We make the taser weapons used by police. And part of the rationale for the book is to prepare the world that within the next 10 years, I believe we're going to see non-lethal weapons outperform even the lethal weapons. And then it just won't make sense to shoot and kill people anymore. You know,
wow. This is a great philosophy. I'm on board with that. That's good. I'm glad we got a chance to talk about the book and to meet you, Rick. Thank you for explaining this. The book is called The End of Killing. I want to check it out. Rick Smith here on the DJV program, 10 before the hour.
Hunt collectors, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Doctor, 53 after the hour now. Health, Doug Steffen presenting Dr. Jack Stockwell with another thought. One of the great things about you and I together, and any time we have encounters, or I think this is might be my radio MO. I'm always interested in more information, and it usually pertains to me. Because I'm curious, and I want to know more about things, and in doing that, by virtue of doing that, mm-hmm. we certainly help a lot of people. I was actually thinking about this article yesterday, because one of the fellows that works with me, I had been around all summer, but I just decided yesterday he was lazy. He doesn't want to, he couldn't keep up with me, and he's about one-third my age, and he's overweight and, you know, stuff like that. So when you think about what people are, we were just talking about the value and virtue of technology, which has its blessings, but curses as well. And regular physical exercise just has gone out the window with a lot of people, right?
Oh, the soma of today, of course, is social media and television. And the race between the various networks to have the more controversial show possible,
yeah.
No one can leave the TV screen anymore.
Yeah.
So the TV, for instance, the TV in our bedroom quit working about 3 or 4 months ago because it's like 15 years old. We have not replaced it and have no intention of replacing it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can get other exercise there. I guess I won't go off on that tangent. But there is the walking thing. We've been talking off and on the last few months about walking,
yes.
Those things that tell you how many steps you've taken, whether you need 10,000 a day or whatever it is that you need. A lot of people that are my age are all worked up about this kind of stuff. Does it prevent disabilities as you get older? I think, you know, it would seem to make sense that it does. So what's
the human body is the essential example of use it or lose it.
Mm-hmm.
And your muscles, your bones, your brain, your heart, none of these things are static. None of these things are like your automobile that runs until it runs out of gas and everything else just stays in place.
Stops, yeah.
Your body is constantly changing. The dynamic of all the expressive energy inside the body adapts to what you require of it. And so this study that this Northwestern University's Feinberg School of Medicine, just 10 minutes. It doesn't seem like that long, but it's the minimum threshold that older people, if they can just do a brisk walk mm-hmm. of 10 minutes. Now, brisk, you're going to lose your breath or at least up to the point where you have difficulty talking. That's a brisk walk. We're not talking about jogging. We're just to the point where you start to lose your breath. 10 minutes a day. According to the preventative medicine.
Doing that, I cross the barnyard.
Yeah.
You've never been here to the farm, but I cross the barnyard, I bet you, a dozen times a day. And each time I do it, not only do I walk very quickly, take deep breaths, but I was taught by somebody, this is good for your body and your brain, for whatever the reason, to when you step on your right foot, your left arm should be moving. Step on your left foot, your right arm should be moving. You're familiar with that, what it does to...
I check it out with many patients after I've worked with them during the day. Yes,
you do?
I have them do about a 25, 30-foot walk down a hallway and back to me because I want to watch the coordination of the left and right side of the brain as well as the body.
Mm-hmm. So that's another thing. If you're going to take this, do a 10-minute brisk walk... do it that way. And you know what else I have found? And I don't think you told me about this. I think somebody else told me. Stand on one foot at a time for 30 seconds.
Yes.
And that's great for your brain, apparently.
Yes.
And all of these things you got to have. And it makes sense that brisk walking, you're going to get the blood to the brain, too. All this stuff is very good for everything. So good for you. Thank you for the update on walking and why it should be a brisk walk. It'll help you lose weight. Along with, I talk all the time about the most important weight loss formula to come along for decades, mostly because it is, as Jack and I both want you to know, stimulant-free, drug-free. This is the choice to lose weight safely and keep it off. Years from now, you'll be more disappointed if you haven't paid attention, done what Jack is talking about. Take that exercise break. We were talking earlier about a new supermarket wagon that is going to scan barcodes and tell you when you bought too much junk food. So that may be a good tool. And Calitrin certainly is a great tool to have. America's number one choice now for healthy weight loss for over 20 years is Calitrin. Find it at Calitrin.com or TopLoss.com. This week's special, using the DJV code, buy 3 bottles, get 2 free with an additional 10% off, free shipping as well. DJV code necessary. Lose the weight with Calitrin at TopLoss.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.